Welcome to Thinking Aloud. This is Dave Wager with the leadership team of Relate365.com. 1 John 1, 3 and 4 says, "That which we have seen, we have proclaimed you also, that you also may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship was with the Father and His Son, Jesus Christ. And we are writing these things so that our joy may be complete." I think it's fantastic to hear somebody older say, "My joy can be complete if you do in life what you're supposed to do." And really, as a parent with children who are in their 30s, I really want them to do well in life. I want them to love God, walk with God, and be all that God wants them to be. I really don't care if they're wealthy or if they have extraordinary health or anything else. I really want them to love God. That's what I hear in the book of 1 John. That which we have seen with discernment. With discernment. Remember, that's the word that's really used there for the word seen. Not just looking at it, but seen with discernment. When you look and you see the why of something, you realize that God did this in this person's life, and I want to be a part of that. If you use the expanded translation, the Weiss translation, it says, "That which we have seen with discernment and at present is in our mind's eye, and that which we have heard and at present is ringing in our ears. We are reporting also to you in order that as for you also, you may be participating jointly in common with us." In other words, you have firsthand knowledge of life of our Lord. "And the fellowship indeed, which is ours, is with the Father and His Son, Jesus Christ." One of the most powerful things in the world is that we get to be able to identify with Jesus Christ. We get to identify with God as members of God's family, totally redeemed, having our sins completely paid for. We enter the very presence of God. This is a unique fellowship, a unique bond. Today, people are obsessed with identity. We want to identify as whatever, politically, sexually, whatever it might be. The really important identity is that we learn to identify with Christ. You see, He is telling us in this book of 1 John that the goal is that you walk with God, that you have thought it through, that you see things that are real. I find it interesting that the Bible is not saying that you should stay dumb. In fact, it's saying, "I want you to observe things in a very critical way so that you can understand what truth is. I want you to know the truth because the truth will set you free." And the truth is, there is a God and He loves you, and you need to start acting like there is a God and that He loves you. And here's how you do that. I will give you the example how to do that. That's the precious moment in life. This is Dave Wager with the Relate365.com leadership team, a division of SilverBirchRanch.org on the campus of NicolaiBibleInstitute.org.